150 years ago, on March 7, 1862, Confederate Generals Earl Van Dorn and Sterling Price charged up Cross Timber Hollow to attack Union troops at Elkhorn Tavern. The assault shortly before dusk led one Union soldier to write that the rebels attacked with a yell and a fury that had a tendency to make each hair on one's head to stand on its particular end. The Union troops were driven back in savage fighting, finally rallying on the south edge of Benjamin Ruddock's cornfield. As darkness fell across the battleground, a final Confederate charge was blasted apart as Federal cannons swept the field with bursts of canister. With morning, Union General Samuel Curtis and his Army of the Southwest would seize the initiative. To learn more about Arkansas history and the 150th anniversary of the American Civil War, visit ArkansasCivilWar150.com. The Arkansas Civil War Sesquicentennial Commission is an agency of the Department of Arkansas Heritage. I'm Mark Crist.